Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are live on a special Tex and Rex Extra. Relevant, irreverent, and radioactive conservatism with a bite. We are broadcasting live from Tampa in this special show. We are watching the Republican convention, and right now we've got 820 delegates for Romney, 55 for Ron Paul, and some for Rick Santorum. We'll keep you posted, and we'll see how this plays out, if the Rhinos manage to pull off a coup, or if the Ron Paul delegates manage to stop them. I'm broadcasting to you, like I said, from Tampa. This is Rex, and my co-host Tex is here.
This is Tex.
And we've got Robert Jetter on the line.
Hey, Robert, how's it going?
Hey, folks. Oh, it's good. Well, we'll see. It sounds like they started the roll call early, didn't they? Go figure.
Yeah. Well, they said they're going to do it 5:20, so, you know. But I've heard technically
he's already up to 800 and some delegates, and that means they've been doing it for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I've heard technically if Romney gets it, the earliest he can get it is Missouri. But, you know, looking at the count, it's not looking good because others are only 65. So we will see what happens. But I'm wondering, you know, they're casting these ballots, how many abstentions there were. Well, shit, 912, so there you go. They may push this rhino over the fucking top.
Oh, I think this is looking like a setup. He's already at 912, and if I'm not mistaken, all of Maine just went for Romney, which is a complete setup because the real Maine delegates are still in Maine.
Unbelievable.
Well, Michigan, of course, that's Romney's thing.
Michigan, 30 delegates. 41 delegates just went for Mitt Romney from Massachusetts.
Well, I'm sending out some messages with the link to the show to some folks on my friends list that are online, so.
All right, we've got a 602 number, 602, you are live. Folks, the call-in number is 347-308-8080. I also brought you on, Chris. You are live.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. Hello, this is disgusting.
Hey, Tim, yep. How's it going?
Just peachy.
Well,
wait till Tim hears. You know?
They may be able to put them over the top, but they can never get your loyalty. And the thing is, they still can't win in November with this shit. That's the fucking disappointing thing. It's all these guys saying, I'll prove my party loyalty by nominating this douchebag that has no fucking chance of winning and who believes the exact opposite of what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? It's their fucking party. They can burn it down if they want to.
All I can think of, I don't know if you've all seen the movie The Mummy, okay? All I can think of is that one scene when the mummy gets all the Egyptians to start following him and, like, zombies moaning, Imhotep. These cheery douchebags in these blue blazers with the stupid Kentucky Derby hats are cheering about the demise of the Republican Party. And if that's what they want, we will give it to them. We will give it to them because the Republican Party isn't the incorporated Republican Party in the various state delegations. The Republican Party is the conservative libertarian voters that show up and do the work and vote for these people, and none of us are going to accept this guy. We will find a new home, and the Republican Party will be no more because this is a sham.
All righty, there's already a tweet going out. Tweet Speaker Boehner and let them know that he is fired.
Can somebody explain to me that vote thing, that yay-nay thing, what happened on the floor? I mean, I was posting and trying to catch up the tweets and trying to get the radio shows figured out, and I saw the yay-nay and the nay sound.
The booze had it. The booze had it and Boehner.
What was the vote for? I swear to God I missed it.
I think they voted to credential the delegates that were in the convention hall and go forward the convention as such, and I don't know if the Virginia, Rhode Island delegation showed up or not.
You're kidding
me. Really?
Yeah. I think that's what that vote was.
So essentially what you're watching is them pulling off a coup.
Yeah, this is...
Bill Hart put it in
Yeah.
And this is not...
put it succinctly, the day the GOP committed suicide, 8/28/12.
Say that again, Robert.
It said B.L. Hart in the chat wrote, 8/28/12, the day the GOP committed suicide.
I gotta put this picture in the chat.
That might very well. That might very well be the title of my show tonight.
You know,
sounds good,
really
Robert.
Interesting. And I agree. And I'm sitting here listening to these people get up and talk about what Mitt Romney's going to do and what he stands for and what he's going to do. And I'm like going, that ain't the Mitt Romney I know. I mean,
none of that shit's true. That's the problem. It's not true.
It's the same. It's the same. It's the same crap we went through with Obama when these people would call in these talk shows talking about Obama's this, Obama's that, and he's going to pay my mortgage and put gas in my car and take care of my family until they die. You know, they were projecting this stuff on Obama, and it wasn't anything he said he was going to do. It was just projection. And that's the same thing that I was hearing from this floor as I was grinding my teeth down the stubs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... all this stuff, Romney's a conservative, I just don't believe it.
No way.
He's not a conservative.
Listen, look, there's a terrible movie made by George Lucas called Star Wars Episode One. It's an absolutely heinous movie. And I actually, it might be two or three, I don't know. They're also heinous, I didn't watch them. But there was one scene where
you're saying exactly what I was getting ready to say. Go ahead.
Where all of the various delegations of all the planets give the Emperor Palpatine, like basically, you know, dictatorial chancellor powers, and they all start cheering about it. And Padme, who's Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker's mother, says, "This is how democracy dies, to the sound of resounding applause." This is what these people are doing.
I was thinking that myself.
We're 1,053 to 110. We're in Nebraska, which is absolutely impossible. These numbers are in no way even remotely possible.
They just disqualified all the delegates. They told the state
Ron
to
Paul,
fuck off.
Ron Paul had close to 500 delegates at one time.
Richard Gilbert just posted 18 minutes ago.
Yes, Ken, go ahead.
Said the Federal Court of Appeals has just announced that that there will be an order issue in our federal case. The court did not say if the order will be issued today. Spread the word.
Right. Yeah, I saw that earlier.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's all right.
Listen, folks, as we're watching this happen, okay, and we're probably all feeling very disappointed, I'm restraining myself from going into a massive tirade and fits of anger.
Go ahead, Rex. We love to hear you.
That's likely to happen shortly once these things hit 11:44, but I just want to let everybody know we're not losing. We're not losing. We did the work. We showed up. The Ron Paul delegates showed up. The people who wanted to draft Sarah Palin showed up. Okay?
We're here.
So you know, we're doing this. We're volunteering our time. We're working our asses off. We're tweeting. We're Facebooking. We're setting up new blog talk radio shows. We're doing the work. We're being the voice for the people at home who may not be as aware. But what's happening is not our loss. This is not our loss. What we are watching right now is the rhino coup of the Republican Party and their own self-destruction. And you need to take solace in the fact that at least now they've told us, fuck you, get out of our party. Fine, let them have it. They can have this dead husk of a party because there's more of us than there is of them. They can't live without us. We can live without them. New parties have been formed in America throughout all of her history. And we will rise because this nation identifies, 40% of this nation identifies as conservative. And I would argue another 10 to 15% don't identify as conservative because they're extreme libertarians. But we make up more than half of the populace of this country.
Louisiana gave 5 for Romney. They broke that dude's arm. Yeah, vote for him. Guy punched me in the face. I'm going to vote Romney.
We're 1,091 to 127.
I don't understand. I mean, somebody help me understand this, but we just got basically screwed by our voted-in representatives.
They got bribed. They got
disqualified at the credentials. And
before
that's
we
what this rule change is about.
That's right. Don't get carried away. The delegates that went there to do the right work, They didn't screw you. They were screwed themselves, okay? Because what's going on here, and you see Sununu with his shit-eating grin, this is a guy, this is the pinnacle of the spear of this the destruction of this party. This guy
and has
Carl
been
Rove,
for decades.
Gee, I wonder where Chris Christie's state is going to go. We're at 1,100 to 130. 1,100 to 130. And they gave all 50 of their votes. This is putting it over the top. DEFCON 5! You've got 1,150 to 130.
Yep.
Well, they did it. They managed to cheat, and they managed to pull it off. And this just means that our victory is delayed, but we will have our victory. And I got to tell you something. Revenge is a dish best served cold. The best revenge that we have is to rise up and nominate real conservatives and displace all these people. Because we won't give up and we won't stop. And I see a whole convention floor right now holding up signs that say MIT. And what I'm actually seeing is a whole bunch of signs that say shit. Because that's exactly what they're trying to feed us. As Alan West said, serving me a crap sandwich with a smile, you're still serving
Look
me a crap sandwich.
Look at people in the stands. People in the stands aren't even cheering. Only the people with signs.
Yeah.
Everybody else looks like their arms are down.
Yep. Look at how many empty seats you've got.
He's a pretender to the throne. That's what he is. So they can carry off a coup, you know, on public television. Apparently with the collaboration of the media, they keep everything quiet as to what's really going on in the country. But, you know, the facts on the ground tell a different story, which is we're the country, right? And so now we need to figure out what are we going to do? Are we going to stay within the Republican Party and basically fight a civil war within the thing over the next 2 years to start doing essentially what Romney did to us, which is fight over the past 4 years in order to put all these stinking rhinos in place? Or are we going to leave and go form a new party or join a new party? And
Tex and Rex
that
party.
Exactly.
That's the kind of party I want. Tex and Rex party.
Well, we need some real badasses in that party because you can't beat something with nothing. And so you
got
to.
You guys
something.
Got the mouth. You guys have the mouth, and that's good too.
Exactly. Well,
if I could implore somebody out there if they could do some research and get back to us. Because I haven't gotten a call from Sam Sanford yet, but is there any way someone can do some search on Twitter or the web? I would like to know what's going on in downtown Tampa with the Ron Paul supporters, because there is no way these guys are taking it laying down, and I would like an update if anybody can do that.
I can look on Ustream, because some
sure.
Paul supporters post on Ustream.
And hopefully we'll have Sammy. I just spoke to him a little while ago. He said he was going to be dialing in, so hopefully he'll call in shortly and we'll get live updates because he's right outside front of the Tampa Bay Times Forum.
He's probably punching people.
Sammy Sanford's gone full berserker. I will not shut up for Newt. You're going to get your mouth punched in.
I got my
you
bumper in my rope.
Bastard.
I have my rope, my bumper in my rope. Sorry. Anyway, I digress. What was that thing with Boehner? Why was he? What was he made the permanent fixture of death? I mean, what was his role that he was voted in?
Boehner's role, as always, has been to be the public face that speaks conservative and acts like a big sissy and just, you know, destroys the party. He's an insipid infiltrator who has these delusions of grandeur that I'm the speaker and oh, I'm fantastic, and basically he's just a rhino. This guy, Sununu, McConnell, all these losers, this is their husk of a party, and they can have it. And I got to tell you something. I'm looking at all the faces of these people that we're looking at in the crowd, these delegates, these aren't rhinos. These are morons. Okay, and
they're the yes men. They're like, hey, I just want to be a party loyalist. I just want to be a guy. I don't have any principles or even know what's going on, but I'm part of it. Hey, part of the.
Hey, I don't know what's going on. I'm able to follow anything they've said. I feel like a dummy. I can't. It's almost impossible to follow.
Well, see, that's why about 2 weeks ago, I was saying on the radio to Paul folks and all that, you got to go to the rules committee meetings because all. They do all the meetings ahead of time, the credentials committee, the rules committee, and all those rules changes and everything. And you can change it ahead of time. But once you get to the convention, everything's in place. Yeah, you built it. You built this
freaking failure of a candidate. That's what you did.
Look, get ready for your staggering fucking loss in November. Boy, this is going to be like John McCain. How can our party lose to a
John McCain
piece of shit like Barack Obama? Well, because you keep nominating piece of shit candidates against him. It's Mitt Romney's turn. Fuck Mitt Romney's turn. Mitt Romney sucks. He's not going to fucking win. This is a party that doesn't want to win. It's a party that has people who go out and they lose in the proper order. They take a number and they stand in line and they're like, now it's your job to lose. That's what they're doing.
Oh, come on,
shit organization this is.
What was that?
That's what we've
Martian? Martian.
That's bullshit alert.
Right.
So.
That's bullshit. Did you get that one?
That's good.
That's what this convention is.
I wonder what, and I'm going to try to keep my ear to the ground on the Paul movement. I mean, there, I can't even, you know those little pop-ups you get on the side of when you're on Facebook and your multiple groups and people post? It just keeps filling my freaking page. I can't even read my page. These people are going nuts.
Well, let me tell you.
So this is the new message. This is the new GOP message for the general election because they've got their nominee now, so this is the new message. Mitt sucks. Vote Mitt. Fuck Mitt, vote Mitt. That's their message. Everyone hates Mitt. That's going to be the new television show right after Everybody Loves Raymond. It's Everybody Hates Mitt. Vote Mitt.
Let's understand a few things. We got to laugh or we'll cry, and I'm likely to, you know, hunt someone down and snap their neck. But the simple fact is...
I'm going to shit in Reince Priebus's hot tub.
The Ron Paul Liberty Movement goes beyond Ron Paul. They are not going to capitulate. Not a single one of them is going to vote for Mitt Romney. It's not going to happen. Without their vote, you can't win. And not only are you not going to get their vote, most Sarah Palin and Newt Gingrich supporters are not going to vote for Mitt. Now, some will. Some will be like, well, he's better than Obama, or, well, you know, we tried, but now it's over.
Shit.
Even though they cheated, it's okay.
Yeah.
But most of us, we've awakened. We stood up, and we're not going to fall for this shit. The Ron Paul guys, some of them are going to write in Ron Paul. A lot of them are going to go Gary Johnson. And what we have to be aware of here is that we don't splinter the movement to elect real candidates who actually stand for something, whether you agree with it or not, they actually stand for something. You cannot splinter this movement. We need to find ways to coalesce and build bridges because we are more than they are. And the only way we lose is if they keep us divided, which is what they've been doing for so long. And we've got to find a way to defeat these people, and we can because there are more of us and the power is in our hands. This convention is totally illegitimate. This is a scam. This is a theft. These people and these smiling faces I'm seeing, and I'm struggling here. I'm really struggling because as a Christian, I know that I am to forgive. I've received more mercy from God than I deserve, and I have to be merciful towards others. But I'm also called to counsel the ignorant and admonish the sinner. And these people are stealing. These people are robbing this election. These people are not allowing the process to work as it should. They are undermining democracy, the very fabric of this country. And these fuckers are smiling while they're doing it, and I just want to wipe those shit-eating grins off their faces because what they are doing is killing their own party. They're cheering now as if they've got a victory, and what I'm seeing right now is the demise of the GOP, and I got to tell you something. I'm going to be very honest right now. Good riddance. If this is the kind
exactly
of party you want, if this is the kind of party you want, fuck you. You just can have it because I want a real party.
What we're going to need is an after-action report, too, to find out how many actual state delegations were doing the voting versus ones where they disqualified all the ones who were actually elected at the state conventions and they replaced
them. That's what I want to find out.
Yes, man.
Yeah. That's what I want to find out is how many delegates after, you know, duly elected delegates, what got replaced? Because they not only had to replace the main delegate, they had to replace the one behind them if it was a Ron Paul supporter or whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, they had to waste a lot of people. So
yeah, we're
going to
have
to
one. Chris, you're going to find all that out from Richard Gilbert, because he's not going to give up this fight. He's a patriot. He's not going to give up this fight. And let's face it, the ones that got disqualified, they weren't Gingrich delegates, all right? They didn't care if Gingrich, because Gingrich didn't have enough to do any damage. They stopped all the wrong call guys. Those were the guys who were going to do the damage.
Yeah, you're
That's
right.
where you're going to find your answers.
Well, as I was saying, so yeah, Ben Swan posted about it just 8 minutes ago. He's already got 86 comments, mine included, in 8/28/2012. The day the Republican Party died. Good riddance, GOP. I'm done with you. And this, in my opinion, it's time for a third party.
Is that you that
posted
that?
Yeah, well, the ashes of the Whig Party, the GOP rose.
That's what I put.
The ashes of the GOP, something new.
That's what I put.
What did Swan put?
Well, he just put New Jersey. He just put New Jersey, put Romney over the top with 1150 delegates as Republican nominee. That's all he put.
Yeah, that's his buddy Chris Christie, the other liberal douchebag from the Northeast. Listen, folks, this is something that you're going to have to really come to grips with, because there are some Republican candidates at local levels. There are some Republican candidates at the federal level who are good candidates, and they've been doing good work. But I've got to tell you, if you really want to take this country back, you must starve the beast. Do not vote for one single Republican. I don't care if they're a real conservative. I don't care if they're Tea Party. I don't care if they're a good guy. I don't care if they're your husband or wife or your best friend or your mother. Okay? You have to kill this thing, which means not. And it doesn't matter if the Democrats take over, because guess what? These two parties are the same damn beast that is killing this country. And what it is time to do is starve the beast. We feed them power. It is our sovereignty that we give to them to represent us. Take it back. We won't comply. I don't care if you like the guy. I don't care if it's Ted Cruz. He's fantastic. Or my congressman has been great for our district. It is time to starve the beast. You have to kill this Republican Party and send them a clear message that if they keep stealing elections and they keep silencing the people and they keep undermining the process and destroying the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, we are not going to give them one red cent, not one vote. In fact, we're going to work against them. And if you're going to get accused of supporting the Democrats, bullshit, because guess what? The Democratic Party is going to fall under its own weight because its policies are self-destructive. The Republican Party just self-destructed. Don't participate in it. It is time to find real people, real candidates, and you watch the real Tea Party, the real libertarians, the real conservatives, those that are in office right now, they're going to start running as independents because they don't want to be tainted by this bullshit. And you don't vote for them if they run with an R after their name. Don't vote for the Democrats either, unless maybe there's one that's a good guy or what have you. But for the most part, just starve this beast, let it die. It's time for the Republican Party to go on the ash heap of history, and it's time for us to form a new second party, because guess who the third party is? This shit Romney Party. That's the third party, and that's what's fucking up this country, and these people have to go down with the stupid grins on their faces.
Well, what we're all going to have to do is get smart at the local level as to who all your elected officials are. You're going to have to start meeting with various like-minded people in your area, in your neighborhood, talking with your neighbors, finding them, locate others, bring them in, start talking about who the candidates are, who they really stand, are who's really behind them, what they really stand for, and then start doing this thing at the precinct level, all the way up to the top, because
I got my representative Steve Shabbat, who they've been continually calling, asking for donations and asking for putting signs in the yard and all. Can you do some campaigning for Steve Shabbat? And he is a conservative. He's a great guy, but part of starving the party is I'm highly considering not even voting for him, because if we show support for any of the candidates, then you'll have all these other Republicans who, in my opinion, are going to start sprouting up, pretending to be a conservative, like I think many of the Tea Party candidates
did.
And then once they get in the office, they're not a conservative.
Ooh. Andrea King even said the day the party died, the GOP dies.
Listen, so what you said, Robert, if this is a good guy and you really feel compelled to vote for him and he's going to actually help you out, what you got to do is you got to get in touch with him. You got to tell him, look, I like you. I like the work that you do. We believe in you. We support you. You got to get yourself out of this party. If you run as an independent or in another party, the Conservative Party, the Constitutional Party, the Libertarian Party, I don't care. I like you and I think you do good work. You run in another party, you've got my vote and I'll work my ass off for you. You run in this party, you're never getting my vote. It is not about you. It is about the fact that these people are thieves, and they're cheaters, and they're liars. And how can I support anybody, even if I like them and think they do good work, if I know that the leadership and the infrastructure of this party is corrupt to the core? Because you can't clean something like this up. It's clearly shown that we tried to clean it up. They've shut it down. They've cheated. They've lied. They've coerced. They've used Gestapo tactics, Stalinist-like rules. And the simple fact is that the only way to beat them now is destroy them. And I'm telling you right now, I'm making it my mission. I'm going to help destroy this Republican Party because these people are going to destroy the country. They're going to give people the false confidence that there's an opponent to Obama. There is no opponent to Obama. Mitt Romney is Barack Obama. And all these fucking fools that are following him right now, these are the same stupid idiots that voted for Obama last time. Oh, he's going to give us free health care and free money. This is what's going on here.
They claim to be you. They wear your jersey. They speak in your name, and they betray every single thing that you believe in. And then you're left out there in public with other voters, and you have to defend their stupid actions. No, you don't. You need to leave these jackasses at the curb and find something real. Find something else. Either find real candidates in the GOP. At this point, I don't know. Am I going to fight out from the GOP from the bottom up? I'm not sure. Am I going to find another place to be? I'm not sure. But this will not stand as far as I'm concerned. Because I've got to fight. I've got to fight, and I'm never going to stop.
This guy's got almost 1,700 votes. You know that's not possible. There's no way this guy got 1,700 delegate votes. That just can't be done. We know what's going on. He never had anything close to this much. What they did was they disqualified people, and they stacked and packed it with these insipid losers who are just going to go along to get along because they got something. They got a button, they got a shirt, they got some kind of flagpole up their ass. I don't know, but they got something for it, and they're cheering with their, you know, buttons and their stars and stripes. And, oh, this is great, we've won. You haven't won anything. You watch what's going to happen next. Let me tell you what's going to happen next, okay? They're going to let the Republicans have this party for the next few days and give all their stupid, insipid speeches, and Manhattan's going to get up there and Chris Christie, and Ann Romney, and then Mitt Romney's going to come up and give an insipid speech and sound like a conservative. Okay, people are going to cheer and rant and rave. And then there's going to be the Democratic Convention. And right before that Democratic Convention, you know what they're going to do? They're going to unleash hell on Mitt Romney. America is going to be introduced to Mitt Romney, and the Mitt Romney
they
meet
is
going to keep 20 to 30% of conservative voters away from the Republican Party, and he's going to go down in flames, and Barack Obama is going to be reelected with the lowest voter turnout in modern history.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
And when
and
Mitt
you
Romney
what's
loses,
going to happen.
When he loses on November 6th, Mitt Romney's going to say, mission accomplished, and go buy a fucking vote.
I honestly believe that. You've heard me say it before. You know, I used to not voice that because you don't, you know, you got to be careful about what you say, but like the last few days I'm going, no way. Unless he's got a deal, you know, unless Soros and Obama and Romney have a deal and they're just playing everybody like fools and then they'll hand it over to him. I don't know, you know, we don't know that anything perfectly until
exactly,
the end. But, you know, but, I mean, you know, like Soros says, I'll take either one except for, you know, Romney will give us better tax deals. So who knows? You know, I'm not negating what you said a second ago. I agree. You know, I agree. You know,
Chris, the number one argument they're going to give you, they're going to start badgering you now. Well, you're going to vote for Obama if you don't support Mitt Romney. And look at it this way. There's only one issue.
That's what I
got to say. There's only one issue. It's the appointment of Supreme Court justices. And do you really want Barack Obama appointing them? And did you see the justices that Mitt Romney appointed as governor? Screw you.
Yeah.
That's a lame argument.
Yep, you're damn right.
Don't buy that.
He's not a conservative. He's a liberal. He's a liberal progressive. And now he's wearing your colors and running under your flag. And they're saying, fall in line behind the flag. Well, I don't think that's good enough. That's not to say I won't turn on.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horse shit. Warning,
bullshit, horse. That's what they're trying to teach you, people.
You guys are losing.
Yep.
You're losing it.
So, but the thing is, look, I'll turn out on November 6th because I get to vote for people at the local level because I don't want these rhinos crawling up the greasy pole in my district with their bullshit.
Exactly.
And then next thing you know, because they're from Texas, the whole country's going to start voting for him because, oh, he's from Texas. He's a conservative. I must believe in him, you know, or some shit. I got to start paying more attention to what's going on at the local level. So I'm going to go vote. Just won't be voting Romney. Won't be voting Obama. I don't know what the heck I'm going to be doing over there. Filling something in, doing a write-in, who knows?
but I'm not going to be voting for either of those two pieces of shit.
No.
I'll tell you that right now.
For me, it's a write-in for Newt Gingrich unless there is a strong third party who has a possibility of taking this with 34% of the vote. And if that's something that could be made possible, then I'd say that's something that's well worth fighting for.
You know, that's
absolutely
a good point right there, Robert, because I've said that before on this third-party argument, 34% is the majority. And you've talked about, what's his name, Perot, you know, getting, what, 18% or some unheard of number? 19%. And people have got to be freaking out. I was, you know, like I said, I was trying to keep my eye on Newt's sites and the Lawyers for Ron Paul site at the same time. And that freaking lawyer site was going psycho. You know, I couldn't even keep up with the posts, so I just, you know, shut it down.
Well, one of the first things you got to do is
they're pissed.
Clean elections. You got to get rid of those voting machines because those are an invitation to voter fraud. You got to go back to pen and paper ballots. You have to make them illegal in your state. And, you know, you have to have clean elections. You got to have people monitor the elections who aren't corrupt, who aren't crooked. Do you know who monitors your elections? I mean, who does it? Who are those people? Do you trust them? I don't know. But I guess we all got to find out now because you can't trust anybody anymore because everyone's on the take now.
Everyone.
All right, we got a new caller on the line, 562. Your mic is live. Who are you? What's on your mind?
I'm a pissed off Californian here watching this goddamn conventions, Kevin.
Kevin. We've got a few rules on this show. You can use the language that is appropriate, but never blasphemy. That's not his last name, so I would ask everybody to refrain from that. But I agree with your anger.
The only one is GD. Otherwise, you're fine.
GD. I'm sorry, people. I'm very upset right now.
I understand.
The nominating process. It's very frustrating. I'm not motivated to vote anymore. I hate the RNC. I'm done. You know, I put all my time into this for what? To watch this crap? I'm sorry. No.
Well, Kevin, I agree with you, and I understand what you're saying, but I got to tell you something. You can't not vote.
I'm going to vote. You know, guys, I'm going to vote. I'm just leaving that presidential spot blank. I'm not going to vote for a socialist and Mitt Romney. I'm sorry.
Is California a write-in state?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There you go.
You can vote. You
can
write in Newt Gingrich. You can write in Ron Paul. Okay? You can vote.
I'll vote for him and I'll feel good about it, but really, let's be realistic here. You know, I mean, obviously, the majority of people here are a bunch of idiots and don't know what's going on, and they're thinking that Romney's this big conservative. You know, he's going to get the majority of votes, you know, from people who are idiots. So,
well, Kevin, you're right, but here's the thing. Mitt Romney's going to lose spectacularly to Barack Obama. I mean, it's going to be a 57% water, okay? But Barack Obama is going to have 15 to 20% less votes than he did last time around. Okay, he's going to go in limping. And what you've got to do is, I mean, look, Gary Johnson's going to place because he's actually, you know, running in another party. Ron Paul's going to place because people are going to write him in. Put Newt Gingrich on the map. None of them are likely to be the winner. Okay, we know that the winner is likely to be Barack Obama with a very low turnout. But by voting those other candidates, you're going to force the media to say, holy shit, 22% of the electorate was split between Gary Johnson, Ron Paul, Sarah Palin, and Newt Gingrich. How did that happen? You see, that's why we have to make our voices heard, and you have to keep going forward, because remember, the results aren't yours, but the battle is, and you never give up. Even when you take a setback like we've taken today, and we're all upset, we're all sad, we're all pissed off, you never take it, and you keep fighting, because that's all you've got, and that's all that matters. You know, you live for the fight.
Oh, I understand. I totally understand the whole fight and everything, but, you know, when you got tone-deaf John Boehner up there saying to hear the naysayers people. I mean, we're speaking as loud as we can at the convention, and look it, the guys don't even listen.
I don't know that they don't listen. I'm pretty sure that we're going to hear.
It was earlier. No, Boehner said, you know, vote aye or no, and there was the no vote that was louder, and he said no. He said all the ayes went, and that was ridiculous because clearly the noes won.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can hang this thing around his neck. You hang this thing around John Boehner's neck.
He's the guy
who betrayed you. You make him pay for it every day.
Go ahead, Tex.
I mean,
he's the guy who betrayed you when the chips were down. How long has this guy been screwing us? He's been screwing us for decades, John Boehner. Now he's Speaker of the freaking House, all this crap. you know, this guy, he's not one of us. He's never been one of us. He doesn't want any conflict. He doesn't want to fight for our issues. He wants to get elected and be in power. That's what he wants. But he doesn't care about you. He doesn't need you. He's already got his office. Screw you and what you want. You're going to make things uncomfortable. Then he's going to have to go on TV and talk about conservative ideas and the Constitution and things that we believe in. And then he'll be unpopular in Washington. Oh, no. So he's not going to do that. He's not going to fight for you. He's going to stab you in the back every freaking chance you get. Get rid of these people. Get rid of them. They are the problem in the party. Vote them out. Run people against them. Educate your neighbors. Go door to door. Hold events. You know, have cookouts. Bring beer. People like beer. Some people do anyway. And for those who don't, bring them ginger ales or whatever the hell. But get them out there talking. You know, this whole thing, oh, you can't talk about politics or religion. It's ridiculous. Talk about that stuff.
I do all the time.
The only things that matter.
It's unbelievable, guys. Right now we have 2,033 ignorant delegates already. 2,033.
Well, how does he have 2,000 delegates?
This is not mathematically possible. This is not mathematically
possible. Saddam Hussein won re-election with 99% of the votes, you know.
Right now, it's almost
there you go. That's
2,033 is 201. That is ridiculous,
what?
Right there. 2,033 to 201.
This is not possible.
It's ridiculous.
They've done here, they stacked and packed it. We know they did. I mean, Maine was the most obvious one, but they've done it all over the place. We've got several reports from the fact that certain delegations' buses never arrived. They decided to not seat those delegates. We're going to find out. Look, I got to tell everybody, uncomfortable as you are with the Ron Paul and libertarian movement, if you want answers, you got to start talking to the Paul people. You got to start jumping on board.
Because
the
way they screwed those guys over, that's the way they just screwed you over, too. Right? And that's what they're going to do. If you ever come up with another conservative candidate in this party, they're going to fuck them over real hard. And they laid the blueprint on what they did to Ron Paul. And you know what? This is now the Rhino Party. And they've just said that they don't want conservatives in this party. They pretend to be you. They wear your colors. They fly your flag. And they betray you in the Congress. And they leave you picking up the pieces, carrying their freaking water to justify it. Because this false left-right paradigm. There's two wings of the same fucking party, and we just got taken over.
We're going to hear this stuff. It's going to come out. Keep an eye on the Paul guys. Talk to them. Get with them. Check with Richard Gilbert. You're going to hear pretty soon what they did and how they did it to these guys. You're going to hear about the shenanigans of planting drugs, of rerouting buses, of canceling airplanes or using TSA to keep them down. You're going to hear about how they got rid of the Ron Paul delegates. If you think about it this way, we knew that Ron Paul had 500, close to 600 delegates. We knew that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means that Ron Paul had well over 1,000 delegates because 40% of Ron Paul delegates were in hyper-paranoid mode.
John just gave the thumbs up, by the way, on TV.
I'm watching, punch him
in the fucking face.
Who's that?
Down
right now. Fucking.
This is a sham.
Let me get this in before you guys get on another run. Sarah Palin's going to be on Mark Levin tonight, and I'll try to find that link.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the person I want to know what she's.
Stop. Has anybody changed their vote?
What?
What do you mean, has anyone changed their vote?
He wants to see if anybody's... never mind. Okay, he's officially nominating Romney. He wants to see if anybody's changed their vote since, you know, they posted it. Now he's officially nominating them, you know.
Well, see, that's when they need to stand up and everybody just say, yes, we're changing our vote to Ron Paul or Newt Gingrich. Anybody but fucking Romney.
I got to tell you something, Robert. Those people aren't there. Those delegates are not there to do that.
There are 202 that were allowed in, and that's it.
And all 202 of them, they voted the right way. Okay? This is crap is what's going on. You're seeing theft right before your eyes.
Did Newt Gingrich get any delegates?
No.
I did not hear Gingrich's name, but I did not hear the Georgia Georgia delegation vote.
Georgia got 72 delegates for Romney and three for Ron Paul, one for Rick Santorum.
That's garbage.
What a bunch of bullshit.
I mean, that's impossible.
That's not
possible.
Me off because of, you know, a few folks that I've, you know, talked to, and I'm
look
wondering
the
if they kowtowed out and voted for Romney.
Watch when they pan the crowds. You got somebody, they placed people around the crowds with signs to make a bunch of motion, but every four or five people around, every person with a sign, it just standing there.
These aren't all delegates, okay? These are just standing there and wave the stupid sign like morons, okay?
I've been to a lot of these events, and yeah, people have told me, hey, whatever you're doing, drop what you're doing. We need you to go sit in a chair, right? So I go sit in a chair, right? That's what they're doing. They're like, we need all you guys to fill this thing out to make it look legit.
I mean, this is just absurd. And then John Sununu, I swear, I was ready to strangle that man. I mean, just, that guy makes me sick, John Sununu.
Yep.
But look, there's no motion.
You
see one person waving a sign, four people just standing there staring like, oh, my God.
See all the, even with them packing this place, you can see all the empty seats.
There's 20 people.
There's like four, five, six people that are standing there. It's unbelievable. I mean, these people are not real people.
I mean, look, do the math. Like I told you, if we knew for a fact, and we knew this for a fact, that they did the counts. Ron Paul had 500 to 600 delegates that we knew of. And some of these Paul guys, they were so paranoid. They were in such stealth mode. They were operating as independent cells. They weren't even talking to each other so they wouldn't be exposed. You know he had over 1,000 delegates, 200 votes that go not Romney. It's not mathematically possible. This is theft. And now what they're going to accuse you of, they're going to turn around and say, well, you know, you guys are just being sore losers. Your candidate couldn't do it. He couldn't pull it off.
You know,
I think
you get if you lose in a straight-up fight, that's fine. If you had to fucking cheat, I'm not going to be happy about it. You freaking cheated. You stole it. That's not how we roll in this party, right? At least that's not how we used to do things. So, screw you. Screw the way these guys run this thing. They're about to give this guy dictatorial powers. Go ahead.
We have four corrupt speakers tonight. We got Santorum, Haley, and Romney, and Chris Christie. We got four corrupt individuals
speaking tonight. You got Bob McDonnell, the governor
of Virginia. Good grief. Oh,
well,
now we got Baylor.
Who the fuck's
going
to watch them? Who wants to hear Ed Romney say anything about anything? Screw you.
Unbelievable.
Go back to horseback riding.
God, I'm sick of it. It's just unbelievable. And how do people expect to get motivated? Seriously, I am not motivated.
They are not going to get motivated.
That was my point. I'm not motivated.
All right, guys, I got a new caller on the line, 904 Sammy. Is that you?
That's me, Rex.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, I tell you, like y'all been saying, I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. Screw them.
Yeah, that's exactly what just happened.
It's unbelievable.
Are these mitt-twits out there think I'm going to vote for mitt-twit? Not a cold day in hell I'll vote for that piece of crap.
I'm not voting for him.
No, I'll never vote for him. Never vote for Obama. Never vote for Romney. It's the same guy. They're running this year.
I'm not voting.
It's the Obama-Romney ticket. That's what they're running, the Obama-Romney ticket. I'm not voting for that ticket.
When you see them shaking hands that first debate of the season, it's just going to make you cringe, I'm sure, because I'm going to cringe. I'm not even going to watch.
Folks, I've got an announcement here. We just got this in from our market intelligence department, and they are telling us that the Romney bot 5000 has actually been appropriated. It seems that the Republican Party was able to upload a virus that rewired its circuitry so that it would act contrary to its programming, and it did everything exactly opposite of what it was to do. It seems that its success is not attributable to only its virus, but the fact that the Republicans had to actually use robots counter to the Romney bot 5000 to actually vote as delegates. They replaced the Paul bots with actual robots that are like Stepford-wise, and they just followed their programming, and this thing actually won. But it isn't just blame for the Tyrell Corporation. We didn't screw up. I'm going to turn it over to our R&D guy. He can let you know a little bit more about it.
Look, we're still trying to get the kinks out of this thing. It looks like it got a little aggressive in its desire to lose, and it realized that a loss at the convention wasn't big enough for it, and so it's going straight for the big loss in November 6th. I don't know. The thing's out of control at this point, you know, so it decided it had to lose, and so it's like, but I have to have the big loss, so we're going to have to go double-check that software again, because this one's fucked up. So he's going to lose in November 6th for you. But, you know, sorry about all this, guys. I don't know. We're trying to do work all the kinks out. But this Romney Live 5000, man, it's just he's going. He's going straight for November 6th, and he's going to take that dive. But that's what he does.
You know, and I love guys how, you know, the figures like Michelle Malkin and Mark Levin and all them are all of a sudden now, just today, after all
when
these months not
late.
Talking about it,
when it's too late,
bring it up. It's
stop
like we've been
right.
talking about
their
this for months.
Stop buying their books. Turn them off. These people are traitors. They played you. They built this thing up right to this conclusion, and as soon as they knew and they got word that this is how it was going down, suddenly they start talking like real conservatives because they want you to
you know why?
Listen
because
to their
they want
airwaves.
You to listen to their freaking shows.
Yep. Yeah.
It's
turn
unbelievable.
It off, okay?
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't read them. Yeah, they're on Twitter. I mean, that's all I get them off of, but, you know, it's unbelievable. These guys are all of a sudden now, it's just such a corrupt primary, and look at the power grab they're doing. They've been doing it for months. We've been
exactly.
talking about it.
Where were they when Romney stole Maine? When were they? Where were they when they were doing all this stuff in Nevada?
When Romney set up a
third party organization? What'd they ever say about that? Nothing. Nothing. They're bought and paid for. It's controlled media.
Unbelievable.
My only concern here is, will it be possible at this stage of the game for does anybody know if Gary Johnson has announced the vice presidential pick?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Because
know.
I'm trying to think, because I got to say, look, I mean, Gary Johnson's not likely to pull this off. I mean, I'm sorry, but the guy doesn't like Newt Gingrich. Exactly. Now, what I will tell you, though, is I don't know that Ron Paul's given up. I mean, I just don't know that he will, but I don't know if there's any term to actually run.
Richard Gilbert did a post, I don't know, a week or so, 2 weeks, I don't remember now, who knows, life is flying so fast. But he did a post that he had actually had a communication with the Libertarian Party about a possible merge situation, like Paul Johnson or whatever. And, we don't know, you never know anything, you know what I'm saying, until it happens.
Yeah.
Only speculate.
Well, the thing is, a lot of those are ego-driven, so it can be hard to merge, but for the good of the country, for God's sake.
We're,
hey, Kim, you're
your
mic's live.
The Republican Party died today. Let's just put it that way. Put it in a nutshell. They died today.
Well, I'll be honest. I mean, right now, you know, look, I've had a lot of hard knocks in my life. A lot of unexpected crap has happened to me, just, you know, devastation and everything. But for the first time in my life, I'm looking at the Republican convention, and I'm thinking, I don't support these people, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm in a new world now.
Look, here's what somebody tweeted.
Go ahead,
here's what's Chinese media slams Romney as convention begins. Commies prefer Obama, who helps them bring down the USA.
Oh yeah, okay. This is now,
as long as the Chinese communists don't say bad things about you,
they're gonna try to float this crap, and none of us are buying it. And look, right now, you're feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm homeless. Okay, you're like, well, what's gonna happen? And this is not possible. Let me tell you a couple of things. Earlier this year, when I was thinking about becoming a delegate, I must admit that I had some regrets for not having ever registered as a Republican and taken an active role in the party, and I tried, and maybe it was a little bit too late. But I've always been a conservative voter. Now I got to tell you that after this, I'm so glad never to be tainted by having been a Republican. So you are all outside now, and you are all free, and that doesn't change anything for you. You're still a conservative. You're still a patriot. You still love your country. You don't need to be a Republican to love your country and be a patriot and be a conservative, okay? They've left you. To hell with them. You don't need them. We're resilient. They're going to go the way of the Whigs. Does anybody remember the Whigs? No one remembers the Whigs. Does anybody say, hey, I used to be a Whig, but then I moved parties? No.
I knew somebody who wore a Whig once.
Yeah. That's close. No, so the fact is that you don't remember the Whigs. Screw the Whigs. Guess what? Screw the GOP. It ain't the grand old party. Okay? It's over. It's part of history now.
This douchebag on TV, Mitch McConnell, running his mouth. He just killed the party. John Boehner, you just killed the party. Screw you. You can have it. Do you really think?
You know who Mitch McConnell reminds me of? He reminds me of that guy in Star Wars. That guy was the general with the big eyes. Remember that? That guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an Imperial.
You guys ever play the game Star Fox? You guys ever play the game Star Fox?
No, I never played that one.
Oh, okay, all right. I was going to say, he looks like the Pepe Rabbit there. It's one of Star Fox's icons, you know. He's one of his partners in crime right there. He's like a damn bunny.
Oh, really?
Hey, Ken,
instead of the grand old party, it's now the great obsolete party.
Amen.
That's right.
Yep. When did they even get the nickname the Grand Old Party? You know, in some ways, you shouldn't be too surprised because they got the nickname the Grand Old Party in the 1870s when basically the GOP ran everything in the United States. And basically big business used to come up to Ulysses Grant, and they would wait in the lobby as he sat in the bar to buy him drinks and everything in order to get special favors, right? So that was the Grand Old Party back then. And guess what? Now they're selling out. Now they're big statist again, you know.
Yep.
We took this thing in the right direction. You know, we started out with the Barry Goldwater movement. We had Reagan. They were suspicious of Reagan. They attacked Reagan. Reagan won. Everyone was inspired by Reagan because that's America's real tradition. Newt Gingrich came along, did some great things in the 90s. We were inspired by that. They eventually brought him down, and then they just turned it into this big rhino fest and said nothing but one big government statist rhino after another since then.
Yep, yes, Harriet, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, finish what you're saying.
No, please, make your point.
I too feel the same way you do, and I'm getting over being angry, and I'm putting some thoughts together, and maybe this will be something to the positive for the conservatives. I don't know.
I agree with you.
First of all, everybody goes to vote on their own. Hopefully, the voting polls will be protected from fraud. And I think with True to Vote working on that, it'll be way cut down. And I hope our votes are not counted in Spain, but that they're counted here. So True to Vote will be a factor in helping the election to be more balanced. The other thing here is have a list of all the delegates that turned and voted out of pressure, because along will come Palin and the Tea Party, and when they are up for re-election, they will not see the first day of being re-elected again.
I agree with that.
Absolutely, Harriet.
Let me spin off of that.
Guys, hold on. Let Harriet finish her.
Okay. Here's a key thing, and I think what Harriet was talking about, and this is something.
Harriet, then Chris, and then Pex. Go ahead, Harriet.
Then we have that to work on. The other thing is maybe because God does, no matter how we believe in Him, works in mysterious ways. Maybe we're supposed to be a witness to Romney's debate with Obama. And the world will be tuned into that. And we will be a witness to how he will not be qualified for the position. The risk, of course, is Obama will have more opportunity to be voted, but that is neither here nor there. But this will put Romney on the stand to show that he cannot debate Obama. And also what I found out today is he cannot appeal Obamacare because it's already a law. There may be small parts of it that can be appealed, but you cannot appeal the whole law. It's already in law from the Supreme Court. So there's a lie there. The other thing is he has come out of this with more enemies than friends. Uh-huh. And so people aren't going to be campaigning for him. People aren't going to be donating for him. He's got a lot of legal things that he's going to have to face with all this court action and his son and all his Ponzi things. All this is going to come back and haunt him, and he's not going to be have the strength eventually to even campaign on his own part. But where
you're
we have the horse by the tail is we vote. And Priebus doesn't go to vote with us. And it took such effort to bring him as the nominee. Do you think it's going to be an easy win for him if the, when it comes election time?
It's never going to happen, right?
No, no. I would guess not. So don't be too sad and think of what this is going to do to destroy him. Now, the third side of this that comes to mind is a few people have brought up, people that are, would love news, why he was the only one who let his campaign go and support Romney. Because he would talk about Romney and recommend, and so people, you know, believed him. No, there's people that believed what Newt said, not knowing what he meant by that. And he did not add any support to us at all. None whatsoever that I know of. Now, I know I could be wrong. So the other side to that is hopefully Sarah Palin, some of those good people out there, will come forth with a third party that we can bring, and then the GOP will could be lost forever. I don't know.
Yep. Harriet, the GOP's lost. The GOP's lost forever, and we're done with it. I'm going to make a quick comment and turn it over to Chris, and then Tex.
Okay.
Harriet, what you just said, it's all right. The only thing that I'm going to hold off on is, in any way, shape, or form, blaming Newt, and none of us. And I didn't say
no,
that you were. I know. I'm pointing it out to everybody in case anybody thinks that. We don't know what happened with Newt. We'll probably find out soon enough. But just to be clear about a few things, what Newt has done in the past can never, ever be taken away from him. Because if Newt hadn't done what Newt did, we would be where we are today 10 years ago. Okay?
Right.
So what
right.
Newt has done is unbelievable, and I still firmly believe that Newt Gingrich is going to have a role in helping us fix this. I'm not sure what it is, but I believe the man's a patriot, and he's going to do everything. I believe Sarah Palin has a role. I believe Ron Paul has a role. I think the rules are changing. I think a lot of us thought this was possible, but now that we've seen this theft, I think things are going to change. And I've got to tell you, I think we're going to see the best things ahead of us. Now, that doesn't mean we're not walking through the fire. It's going to be tough. But I think that we have an opportunity that now that we're free, that we are free and we know exactly where they stand, we're going to be able to do something fantastic and take this country back. I'm going to turn it over to Chris because he had some comments and then text.
Okay. sorry I talked so long.
No, Harriet, thank you. All valid points. Thank you. Chris, go ahead.
All right.
This is a little spinoff of what she said, and I've talked about this before. I believe that Palin is going to have a huge impact. I think she has been readying herself for this for a long time. I've watched her through this whole process with Romney. She has that woman, you say Romney in her presence and her teeth lock, you know, that strong jaw she's got, and her body language goes psycho. I believe that she's building, and she knew this was going to happen. I mean, come on. When you look back on this whole primary, if I would have known what I know today, I would have saved myself 8 months. You know what I mean? Because it's so obvious now, you know, that hindsight concept. When you look at what just happened today and everything that we've been fighting for and how they just swept it like nothing happened and covered it all up, you know, we know the crime, the coercion, the delegate stories, you know, and then we'll know the rest of the story, like what happened to all the delegates, you know, this in the last 2 days. But when you look at all this stuff, these people knew this was coming. And I think Newt knew it was coming. I think he did the best he could. Not enough people backed him, because to beat somebody as entrenched as Romney requires massive grassroots, and he didn't have it. And I think all these key people, because Sarah Palin isn't backed down on anything. She's still supporting candidates across the country. She's still speaking the same message. Nothing has died. And I agree with what Rex is saying, that nothing has died, and we're free. You know, I personally have never really been a good Republican. I have always been a libertarian leaning conservative. Come on, I spent half my life in Alaska. You know, you don't go to Alaska unless it's a long one. You know, unless you were born there. And so When I look at what Sarah Palin represents, I think that these people have been discussing a third party something for a long time.
Yes.
They've known about Romney since he lost to McCain. They've known about Romney's time. It's your turn.
Right.
You know, and he is absolutely the worst thing you could put on a conservative. And so they're pissed. They're not going to roll over. There's patriots out there. I believe Sarah, I believe Paul, I believe a handful of other people. Something's going to come out of this, and we need to be sharp. We need to be on top of this.
Right.
I'm done.
Absolutely, Chris. And what I was going to say is, you know, at this point, I don't mind adversity. You know, I don't care if that's how life is. You know, you work for something and then it's all, you know, blown away to ashes, you know. But, you know, that doesn't bother me so much. I enjoyed the struggle of trying to make what I wanted to have happen. And that motivated me and gave me a purpose in my life, you know.
Right.
So the thing is, okay, now that's gone. Well, what do I do now? That's, you know, where I've moved to. Okay, so what's next? What do I do next, right? Because I'm a person, I have a political identity. I'm very politically active. I've always been a party loyalist. And, you know, little spoiler alert, I'm sort of a recovering neocon. You know, so what do I do now? Where do I go? What do we fix this party? Do we find something else? What are the other options on the table? So that's what I'm going to be looking into for the next several weeks to figure out where I go after all of this. But, you know, the thing is, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and he doesn't make mistakes. And so this had to happen because whatever happens next has to happen. And the thing is, whatever happens next couldn't happen unless this happened first. And
absolutely.
So I'm not disappointed at all in it.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, what is the next thing? What do I need to do next? So I get to take a day off and then figure out what I do.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
folks, I want to tell folks, hold on a second, folks. I want to echo what Tex just said, and I want to say that we're all going to figure this out. And, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on here. I got to be very honest with you. Rex never wanted to do a radio show. Didn't want to be public voice.
Tex never wanted to do a radio show.
Wanted to tweet out some stuff and do some things, maybe pop on Sammy's for a little while, but it seemed an important thing to do. And I'm going to tell you that, and I haven't even checked with my co-host on this, so it's up to him what he does, but I will tell you this. Tex and Rex is going to stay on the air. We're going to continue this because this is going to be the place where we're going to hash out and figure out the solutions of what comes next. And what I got to tell you is that what today is, and ladies, I'm going to use a male analogy, but I think you understand it. We just got kicked in the balls. And sometimes you got to take it hard in the nuts in order to figure out, oh, boy, I'd better wear a cup next time and have a better strategy. So this is a wake-up call, okay?
Yeah.
This is vindication because it proves that we were right all along. This is going to swell our ranks. We are going to become a force that the Democrats and the Republicans have never, ever imagined. And it is going to be a beautiful thing. Our forefathers have gone through this, the Anti-Federalists and the Federalists. And the Democratic Republicans and the Whigs and the GOP, this has happened before. It's happening again. It's on our watch. And it is up to us to pick up this ball and save this country. And we're going to do it. And it's going to require massive changes in our paradigms. We're going to have to form alliances with people who we've considered our enemies before. You know, libertarians are problematic for a lot of us. But guess what? That's who's going to be the future. Not that we're going to become libertarians, okay, but we have to ally with them. You don't have to agree with somebody 100% on everything, but what we agree on is that this single party with two wings has got to go. It's the worst thing for this country. So we're going to stay on the air, and we're going to be the location for the solutions that are going to develop, and we're going to build something. And don't count out true people, okay? You got to watch what they do in the next few days, but don't immediately start dismissing people because we've got good people who can help us do this. We've got Sarah Palin. We've got Alan West. We still have Newt Gingrich. We've got Ron Paul. So we've got talent. We've got people of prominence, and our ranks are going to swell now. It is always darkest that you suffer defeats before victory. George Washington was handed his ass by the Redcoats for almost 8 years before he won independence for us in this war. It's not going to be over tomorrow. It's a long fight, what we've done so far. And I know you're tired, and I'm weary, and I'm sick of breaking into Rince Pubis's office, but I'm going to do it again one more time. And the fact is that we're going to keep doing this, and we're going to fight forward, and we're going to win because this is our country.
And God is giving us a message here. He's telling us, you've been asleep too long, you woke up too late.
Yes,
and now
yes.
I'm going to have to let you get a little tougher. This is the refiner's fire, okay? You're being refined, you're being made more American, more patriotic, more fervent, and stronger than ever. I'm going to turn it over to Harriet and then Chris.
No, I already spoke, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I'm ready to be involved. And I hope that we do, Sarah Palin and Alan West and all them will come on aboard. I'm inviting them. Come on aboard, and let's join, and let's see what we can do. We'll support each other. We'll pray. We'll donate our pennies, and we'll make it work.
I agree. Yeah, it's very simple for me, and I don't know why I'm so calm, but I think in my heart I knew this was going to happen, and that's okay. You know, I believe what I said before, that we have to align ourselves with those people. I've already attached myself kind of fairly well, quietly, in several Paul groups, starting to build friendships, starting to have conversations. I'm going to work hard to pull these people, you know, to pull everybody together, hash out the BS and the differences, and start to bring those people towards, you know, these radio shows. I've been posting them, you know, on the Paul sites, trying to pull more and more people in. Sarah Palin's easy for me because I'm an old Palin supporter, so I don't, you know, I mean, I know tons of Palin people, so that's easy. I just got to find.
Alan
we
West
just got to.
Alan West.
Yeah, we just. Right, and we just got to bring the Mavericks together, because I don't know who a Rhino is going to be. I don't know. You know, you said Alan West, great guy, but he's young in his career. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? We don't know. And we have to hold that, you know, set that flag. I'm going to change my Facebook post to the Hiroshima flag. And, you know, we got to stick that flag in the ground, hold it up, and say, this is the call for conservatives who want to save our country. And I don't care if you know, on this issue, that issue, the other, we're talking constitutional conservatives, Tea Party mentality, which Paul people are, which we are, which I always have been my whole life. You know, and so, you know, I'll plant that flag and we'll start pulling people in, pulling people in, pulling people in. And as far as November goes, screw them.
I can't do that.
And speaking of flags, I think that everyone who does have, you know, just a suggestion, that everyone who does have a flag flying today, that it be flown at half mast, because something did die today.
Good one.
Amen.
Robert, definitely.
Well, yeah, the Republican Party died today, in my opinion,
opposition.
The hope of America. Right.
Yeah, look, that's
Robert,
the
thing.
Folks, I got a new caller, 248. Your mic is live. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Hi, it's the Canadian.
Hello there. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I'm pissed.
You think you are?
Join the club.
Say again? Everyone's breaking up on me.
We're here. I think it's one of those moments where everyone wants to talk, but everyone keeps backing down. So somebody just start going, and then the other people will give up.
This is Kevin.
Well, let's hear the Canadian.
Yeah,
no, she's not Canadian. That's an inside joke.
Oh,
yes. And Rex is the marsupial. It's just a long joke. I'm not even sure how it started, but. I got home, and I was so angry because, number one, I'm finding out that the RNC forced this vote. They did not allow – did they allow all of the delegates from, like, Jersey and from all the states that pretty much Ron Paul took away from Romney?
They unseated them. In fact, in Maine, they replaced 10 of the 24 delegates with their own people so that the delegation couldn't submit his name into nomination. They basically cheated and shut him out. They unseated the real delegates, and they replaced them with robots.
Right.
Okay.
Hey,
Did Barbara Haney get a vote? Well, Alaska, we don't know any of the details, but Alaska did vote.
I mean, yeah, they did vote. I mean, you would think that Barbara Haney wouldn't be voting for Romney. I mean, I don't know exactly how many delegates Paul got from Alaska, but I don't think Haney would have voted for Romney. So, I mean, that's at least one vote not for Romney.
Well, let me tell you something.
Washington and in various circles
All I can say is you would be surprised the amount of pressure they can bring to bear on a single human being. Sometimes it's unbearable, and only a very few select people can stand up to that kind of pressure.
Well, Iron Fist put in the chat that 9 from Alaska abstained, and let's just hope she's one of them. It's
they just didn't say that. You notice they didn't say that.
No, they didn't tell us about any abstentions.
Yes,
they didn't mention it. They didn't mention it at all. And
on one state,
this is a
they did. Yeah, they did it on one state. They mentioned abstain delegates, but that was it, just one. Just so I can make it seem as if, oh, yeah, you know, we're not corrupt. You know, we play by the rules. Just dog and pony show.
What I think needs to happen is that the Tea Party needs to stop associating themselves with the Republican Party. They need to become their own separate unit.
Well, I mean, it's like they said before, oh, we're not affiliated with any parties. We're not like that. We're not like the Republicans. Bull crap. You guys are the Republicans. They pretty much got your movement by, you know, like Rex would say, you know, sorry, females, but grabbed it by the balls and said, you know what, this is our movement now. Get used to it, okay? You're going to listen to us. You did our dirty work in 2010. We're taking it away from you now. If you don't like it, well, tough, you know? That's pretty much what they did today. You did all our dirty work in 10. We're taking it now in 12.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And the important thing is, look, Barack Obama has to lose in November, right? He has to lose in November, and Romney can't beat him. So we have to work on how do we beat Barack Obama in November, because Romney is not the tools he used to do that.
Because,
among other things, he agrees with Romney. So now you have two wings of the same party. How do we fight? You can't fight something with nothing. How do we make something that we can fight with in order to win in November? That's the next challenge.
That's right.
Well, we pretty much, the Republican Party pretty much threw away the election tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely. They threw the election away. They threw their base away. They kicked all of their supporters in the teeth, and Tom Sununu said, fuck you. I run this stupid party. I've been betraying you for, you know, a quarter of a century, having my candidates say no new taxes and then raising taxes and stabbing you guys in the back. And he thinks he's somebody. You're fucking nobody, because now you're in charge of an organization that doesn't exist anymore, shithead.
Did you guys notice, too, how disrespectful Rice Pubis was while he was speaking on the, you know, on the podium today? He was very, very disrespectful. He was a dick.
You know,
he was
only,
so disrespectful.
Going back to someone said about, you know, there's only one of two people that can possibly, that, you know, that's going to win in the 2012 presidential election. And that, one of those two people is either going to be Obama or whoever a third party candidate gets and runs up against him. Because I see no way, shape, or form that Romney could win. So it's either going to be Obama or a strong third party. That's the only two that I could possibly win.
And, Robert, the advantage we have is Romney doesn't want to win. Romney wanted to win. If he wanted the party to win, Romney would have stepped aside a long time ago, because it was very evident the party didn't want him.
Yep.
Okay, so this guy is set up to lose, and that was his mission, and he's going for it. Now, that's an opportunity, because like I told you, this is going to be the lowest turnout election in modern history with these two guys. So that means
that
there's a lot of people out there.
Michigan is not going to vote for Romney, and Michigan is his home state. He was here the other day. They had to force people to pay to go in there because people did not want to see him, to support him. They wanted to absolutely annihilate him. So they forced everybody to pay $35 just to be a part of that.
Well, that's amazing. That's what I'm saying. This guy can't win and doesn't want to win. So this is an opportunity. This is laughable. I swear, this is laughable. This is an opportunity.
I'm sorry.
This is an opportunity for us to actually win. But what's going to happen is there's going to be a temptation to scatter. You know, there's you know, let's go Gary Johnson. Let's write in Ron Paul. Let's go Constitution Party. Let's go Conservative Party. Now, that'll still send a strong message, because we'll show them, hey, look, man, 30% of the electorate told you to screw off, maybe 40% of the electorate, but you're not going to win that way. So
right.
It's not a lot of time. It's going to be very difficult, But like I said, just like with this fight, yours is the fight. The results are God's. We've got to figure out a way, and I don't think we're going to accomplish it today because we're all kind of emotionally twisted, and I can tell you that I'm not in the mood to think. But we're going to have to find a way, and that's what the Sex Direct Show is going to be about, how to make this happen, because there is an opportunity here for a third party, because neither of these guys can get 50%.
Yeah, 34%, folks, is all we need. You know, and I haven't said anything on the poll sites because they're all over the freaking place. Everybody's really emotional right now, pissed off.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just kind of riding it kind of easy and just kind of going. You know, I got my fingers, you know, my intuition, my whatever, Holy Spirit fingers on a couple different things, you know, going Palin, Paul, Libertarian, something's going to happen here. And really, it don't take that much. And I'd say there's a lot of PO'd people in terms of millions of people right now. So, you know.
Well, you know, look, if you're talking about these other third parties that have been out there forever, the Constitution Party, the Liberal Party, you know, not the Liberal Party, but, you know, the Libertarian Party. Yeah, the Tea Party, which doesn't exist really on paper or anything. By the way, Rex. Yeah, so all these parties, if there ever was a time for them to come together and be something instead of being a bunch of joker losers in their mama's basement and stuff like that, this is the time. You can negotiate a deal between all these guys, right?
Yep.
You can negotiate a deal. If they want to do something, now's the freaking time. Ross Perot, 19% of the vote, right? You could do something now. You could beat 19% of the vote, and if you get 33, 34% of the vote, you could win, right? Bill Clinton never had a majority of votes, even when he was reelected. This is the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 40% of our nation is conservative, supposedly, so if that's the case, then there shouldn't be a problem with us winning. 40%.
38% are independents right now.
You could get a candidate that espouses libertarian and conservative ideals, okay? And they also could draw from the Republicans, they could draw from independents, and I even dare say that they would be able to draw from the Democrat Party as well. And if you could draw from all three, then you could have a candidate and a party that could come back and that gets the 34% needed to beat both these yahoos that are,
You know what the only problem with this scenario is? Gary Johnson. Come on.
Well, I don't know if it's a problem.
Exactly.
There's ways around that. But here's the thing. It's not just 34%, folks. It could be more.
Get together and agree to hold a new convention where we pick the guy. Gary Johnson's one of the guys who runs. They nominate other people, and we pick someone.
Yep. What this is going to require, seriously, this is going to require a non-Republican, non-Democrat convention of all other parties to come in and run candidates. It's going to be a very difficult thing to pull off, but it can be done. Our founding fathers drafted bills and formed a government in war, okay? And we don't have bombs and bullets, so, you know, we got less problems to deal with here, so it can be done.
Well,
the thing to keep in mind is you got to narrow it down. This is going to be very difficult because everyone's going to have their pet peeve issues that they're going to want to, like, focus on and use those to divide. You got to bring it down to, like, five things that everybody agrees on. You're going to have to set aside certain issues, okay? You're going to have to set aside things that, you know, we can't get consensus on because the issue here, you just focus on five things. We don't know what those are yet, but that's what it's going to require, and you put it together that way.
Well, let's put it this way. Palin's got 3.5 million followers on his site. What is that?
Yeah, there's a bad echo. There's a bad echo. Someone must have some speakers on or something.
I don't know. I'm outside, so I'm not near my computer. But somebody's doing something. I heard my voice twice.
Someone has their mic too close to their speakers. Someone has their mic too close to their speakers.
Somebody?
Hey, Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's alleviated.
You put on Facebook, put your fay at half-mast today.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Robert's idea. I stole it.
No, you misspelled it.
Oh, geez. What did I spell?
You put fag.
Oh, no.
Even,
you might want to change that real quick.
At half-mast.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Is that why somebody went ha 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 below my post?
Yes.
I think what Chris might have, you know, subconsciously put is he wants to put Rince Pubis on a mask. Right? That's how you put your fag on a mask, right?
I would keep it there to just see how many likes he would get. Let's keep it there for a little bit. Let's see how many people get a lap.
No, you know what's worse? You know what's worse? I put another comment below. I said, game on, we are free, after I put your fag.
Oh, no. It'll fit the Mitt Romney platform.
Oh, my God.
It'll fit the Romney platform. He is for gays, you know? I mean, hey,
he's
you
the
know?
King of all time.
Hey, Log Cabin, here we come.
Oh, man.
I don't know where the caller from the other night is. That fabulous caller from the other night, that Platonian Republican, maybe now he'll be happy we can put him on a half mask.
I posted to bring it back to a little bit of seriousness here.
I mean, now that we know that, you know, Romney is unfortunately the guy, I think it's time that we should give Gingrich on one of your guys' show and we, you know, ask him for some explaining here. You know, I mean, it's time for him to explain to us what actually happened in this process, because, like you said, there's so many questions out there that are still unanswered. And now that we know he's not going to be the nominee, it's like, okay, you know, why don't we get him on the show? Why don't we ask him? You know, if he's for the people, like he says he is, which I believe he is, you know, he would come on the show, or, you know, Robert's show or Sammy's show, and explain why it is that the primaries are so rigged. Because, you know, there's too many pissed off people. There's too many people who aren't going to go out to vote. There's too many people who aren't motivated, such as myself. I'm not going to be going out there to vote for this guy. I'm not going to be going out there campaigning for him. So I want answers. You know, I want to know what it is that happened exactly. You know, and I think if you get an interview with Newt, you know, I think a little bit more information will be, you know, given to us about what actually did happen.
I don't think you're going to get,
report. But, you know, that'll just tell you that the Republican Party is as corrupt as we absolutely think that it is, right? So
I understand that, but I want to hear it from his mouth and myself. You know, I know what we have to say about it. You know, but I want to hear what a prominent figure like Gingrich would have to say about it, because obviously he understands that, you know, there is a lot of outraged Newt supporters and a lot of outraged not Romney supporters. He knows it. So, I mean,
yeah,
for
exactly.
him, to just, I mean,
you wouldn't believe the damn comments I'm getting under this. I'm sorry.
Oh, what are you getting?
Cigarettes are homosexual. The other one goes, the other one goes, which fag? Obama Romney?
Ain't that amazing just what one letter can do?
Oh, my God. I posted that on about a two dozen sites, so I'm reading the, you know, I'm going back and,
oh,
God.
Oh,
boy.
This is the beauty. This is the beauty of English language. It's a language that has so many words and so many incorporations from other languages. It lends itself beautifully to sarcasm and humor. And the fact is that one letter can make the difference. I mean, think of it this way. How much fun have we had with Rince Pubis?
Yeah.
I mean,
think of how much fun he would have with my post.
Oh, man. I don't even want to.
Oh, even David. David Cholesterol. I said, pardon me, even David Cholesterol chimed in too on your post.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Don't say they chimed in on his post, please.
It says, fag is a funny typo, but I will fly my flag at half mast.
Listen. On Newt Nation, my fag is always at half mast. Oh, no.
I don't have a fag. I think they have some blue pills that can fix that problem.
God, I'm never going to live.
But we digress.
I'm never going to live it down.
Yeah, this is Texas, Chris. I mean, we're radioactive. Sorry. It's going to happen.
I'm sorry. God.
Sorry, guys. Glenn Beck is now posting Newt videos.
Oh, no.
That's
what Susan says. You know,
look, folks. This is you need a couple of days. Okay, we got a long battle ahead of us, but you need a couple of days to get your head on and, you know, accept what's happened. Which, you know, was always a possibility, and we knew it, but you fight until you got no fight left, and now we got a different fight. And you know what? That's good. That's good because now we don't have to waste time doing something that isn't going to happen. We can actually take the skills that we've honed in this battle and the knowledge we've acquired in this battle and direct it somewhere else, because you never stop fighting for freedom. That's how it works. And we've developed some things that I never imagined possible. I honestly never thought that I could get Paul Botts hear Paul Botts, not say get, but hear Paul Botts say, yeah, if Gingrich was on the ticket, I could vote for him. I never thought I could get true blue Republican conservatives to say, yeah, you know what, Dr. Paul does believe in the Constitution. That's not a bad idea. This is what's come out of this battle, and it's going to show us a coalition of true patriots who don't agree on everything. It's always going to be uneasy. This is American history. We've always been like this. But the beautiful thing is that now we're identified. See, in the past, it was regional. You know, the South was in the block, the Midwest was in the block, the Northeast was in the block, the West was in the block. Now we're so dispersed, okay, and they use that to their advantage because they no longer have to focus on these regions. They just basically roughshod over all of us, and all of us thought we were alone. But now through Blog Talk Radio and Twitter and Facebook, we found friends across the country from coast to coast and north to south. There's more of us than them, and now we've got the skills to forge forward to going in this new battle. They can't stop us. They can't silence us. And Sammy Sanford has been saying it for a long time. I will not shut up for Newt. Well, maybe Newt's not the guy, but what Newt stands for, what Newt has done in the past, this is what we work towards. Maybe Newt is the guy. I don't know. But the fact is we're going to push forward.
Yeah.
Chris, go ahead.
You know, one of the things, when we get this conversation unfolds towards the idea of what would it take, you know, because we will, and Robert and I have talked about doing this on a show, talking about what it takes to make a third party. And one of the things that I did a bunch of research, written some articles on this, but one of the things to understand is that to make a movement, you need more than just one figurehead, because if that figurehead gets crippled or retires or dies, then your party falters. And that's one of the things that I you know, when I was talking about Palin and the Tea Party, when you look at the Tea Party patriots, there's hundreds of them that are in key positions across this country, you know, that are still winning races. So that's a very powerful entity. When you look at the Paul supporters, you know, with Ron Paul getting ready to retire and Rand making that move, stupid move he did by endorsing Romney and kind of, you know what I mean, that little hesitancy. Now people are looking at him a little cross-eyed, you know, people need to understand that once you plant that flag and say, here's the cause, here's these five critical things, smaller government, down with the RNC, it would be a great platform. You know, you get those components together and you plant that flag that you pull those people in. One of the things that I'm seeing right now bouncing around replacing my fag comment is that there's going to be people coming, these ex-Newt slime dogs that turned on Newt and became Romney bots and then came back and left and came back and left because they realized they weren't sucking enough Newt people off the groups, you know what I mean, over to Romney. Now they all want to be friends again, and you can see that happening across these sites right now. So the thing is that go ahead.
This is going to be the same thing that happened in 92. 92 was the first election I could vote in, where you had Ross Perot running as an independent. I like Ross Perot. I love Ross Perot. Every time Ross Perot was on television, I watched everything that he had to say, and I said, yes, I agree with this. And I knuckled under because I was only 20 years old at the time. I knuckled under to the GOP bullshit, and I said, well, I have to support the party, even though it's betrayed me. And that's what we're going to have to fight. Right, we got to figure out who our guy is going to be. We got to figure out what we can do. How can we cobble together something on short notice that could win, or at least do a respectable showing, so that we can set something up for next time? Right, a respectable showing is something worth having. Right, but the people are pissed off now. A respectable showing is good, but we got to win. We got to win. How do we win? Right, but you're going to have to fight all that Ross Perot shit. Oh, don't vote third party. Mitt's the third fucking party. He's the guy who destroyed the GOP. John Sununu is the face of the guy who destroyed the GOP. He is the last of that party. It's over. It's the end. And we have to build something new.
Well, we need to build something new off the youth of this country. because, you know, we're a little older and hopefully a little wiser. I wouldn't say I am, but you guys are. And the youth, the movement, you know, there's something there. There's
absolutely
a fire. You know, you've got to look across. You have to look across, not just for today, but for tomorrow. Otherwise, excuse me, it's short-lived. And when
well,
I look at,
I call in reinforcements too. All these people running around, they're like, "Oh, those Republicrats," and they don't vote. They just say Republicrats, and they go about their day, right? Well, their day, they can't go about their day anymore because those of us who've been voting and paying attention, we fucked up so much that now we got a bunch of stated totalitarians in office, right? Those guys, they got to wake up and they got to come join the new thing, and that's how you can get to 34%.
I just think it's pretty sad how people just don't learn from history, which is recent as 4 years ago. I mean, we got our ass kicked because we had a moderate. I mean, it's bottom line, okay? We had a moderate 4 years ago. We got our ass kicked. We should have learned. We thought we learned at 10. Apparently, we didn't learn enough. We only learned about 50%, it seems. I mean, it just baffles me how just ignorant and how stupid some people can be. I mean, they see such clear evidence of Romney being corrupt. They're against Obama, supposedly, of being corrupt and being this, you know, big government, big status, you know, but they're for Romney, who does the same exact thing. It's like, well, what kind of Kool-Aid does he serve, you know? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is so clear that this guy just stole the Republican Party and just killed it. But yeah, here you are going along with it. Over 2,000 delegates going along with it. It's unbelievable.
But Kevin,
thank you.
What's someone's got a background talking or a speaker or something. Please shut that down. And Robert, go ahead.
No, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rex. No, listen, we've been warning, you know, folks about that for months and months on end, saying, look at history. There has not been a Republican, you know, moderate who has won in the general election in 40 years. What makes them think that they can do it now? And this is what they thought, and they're wrong. And the polls even now
are wrong. Their goal is not to win. They are elites, and the elites are about to take over the country. When the elites are about to take over the country, the other elites want to go along with it because they're already the elites, and they want to prevent other people from becoming elites, so that will prevent them from ever not being the elites. That's how history works. It's always this way. It will never change because on planet Earth, chaos reigns. Always. And there is nothing but man's inhumanity to man as long as the day is, you know, because we don't live in a perfect world. We live in an imperfect world.
Yeah, and look, as far as learning the lessons of history, the history of it is that this is the cycle. This is what happens. You're downtrodden, you're oppressed, you're beat up, and you get fed up, you rise up. You free yourself, you overthrow the tyrant, and then you get a little lazy, you get complacent, and you get another tyrant. So what we're seeing right now is the fruits of our labor, and, you know, it is absolutely true that you get the leadership that you deserve, okay? Now you're going to say, well, we don't deserve Obama or Romney. Well, maybe we do. Maybe we do. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to accept it. It just means that that's what we deserve. And what you do is you work your ass off to get something else that you deserve better. You know, if you're going to continue slaughtering innocent children for 40 years running and make it legal, you're going to suffer the consequences of that. Those consequences are not only spiritual. So if someone says, oh, that's just a Christian thing, I'm not pro-life, but it's not only suffering the consequences, you know, spiritually, because the fact is the reason your Social Security retirement system is failing is you killed 50 million Americans. The reason that you have so many immigrants coming in because you can't find people to do the work. It's because you killed so many Americans. The reason that everything is topsy-turvy, upside down, and inside out is because once you remove the right to life, which is the first right mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, you have no other rights to talk about. So
right.
It all flows that way. So you got to really get your head on and start thinking straight and building something that matters and something that's real and something that you nurture. And that's what we're talking about here. And today, John Sununu, John Boehner, and Rince Pubis and Mitt Romney handed us a wonderful opportunity to realize, hey, you know what we've been thinking all along? It's true. They don't want us in their party. But we keep saying they don't want us in their party, and then we keep working for their party. So they keep saying, hey, these people like to get abused by us, and they come back for more, so let's keep abusing them. Well, guess what?
I don't want to be abused anymore. This is the way that you are. I'm leaving you. Hey, GOP, we're breaking up today. It's over. I'm going to go find a new home. I'm going to build something better. Thank you for letting me go. So this is an opportunity for us to do something real.
Here's the question you have to ask yourself, and I think everybody here already knows the answer, all right, is that do you think this country is going to be any better off under Romney if he wins?
No.
Exactly.
No.
Look,
no.
Look, this is
no.
the thing. It is time to leave the party we inherited from our fathers.
That's right.
Apparently was, they did a good job. But then, in the late 90s, we screwed up and we fell asleep. It's time to leave the party that we inherited and to create the party of tomorrow. Create the new majority of what Americans truly believe and what our heritage is and what our founding fathers gave us, because these guys don't believe in it, right? The John Sununus, the Rice Priestess, and all the suck-up kiss-asses that have taken over this organization. This is part of organizational decline. Organizations always decline over time, and so you have to create something new that stands for real principles. We're going to have to do that, and you know what? You have to do it on short notice, okay? So tough shit, life sucks, you know, but we got to get to work right away. So no time for crying and you know, talking about who did this or what or how they cheated. Who gives a shit, all right? We got to move forward now. We got to come up with the next thing. We got to make it good, right? Good enough to win.
Yep, and I think that that's a new mission. That's a new mission, and it's a mission that can't – look, let's be clear about something. The thing that seems insurmountable is always surmountable. It's just a matter of willpower and a matter of asking God for the grace to do it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to give you all the power, you know, to do what it is if it doesn't happen to be his will. You have to cooperate with him. But this country was founded on principles of the Judeo-Christian tradition, okay? That Declaration of Independence could not have been written in any other tradition. It is not part of the philosophical framework. So you have to work towards that. And the way that you work towards something like that is you have to give up your little pet projects and the details and stay away from getting in the weeds, and you stick to core values and principles.
That's right.
And so what we're going to make the Tex and Rex show about is figuring out what these things are. And what I want you to do in the meantime, as we set up the schedule and all this stuff, I want you to reach out to your friends and even people that you've actually had battles with on Facebook. Reach out to those. I got someone making a lot of noise in the background. Can you please... He's up on that.
Yeah, get your mic away from your speakers and mute your phone because someone's making some crackling noises.
Okay, reach out to those Rick Santorum people who were very pleased about having a faithful Christian man as president.
We need
and
everyone.
Tell them, hey, we need you here. Reach out to the Ron Paul guys. Say, hey, look, you know what? You don't have to jump ship to Gary Johnson. Maybe Gary Johnson's the answer, but let's talk. Let's see how we can make this happen. It's not about me convincing you
we
or you convincing me.
We've got to lash everything together.
It's about the fact that we know there's a serious problem here of corruption, and we got to do something about it, and we got to do it together. If we're bound together, we can't be defeated. Reach out to people who want to draft Sarah Palin. You know, bring them in. Get them here to this show. You know, we've always been saying Tex and Rex is about a broker convention. We're for Newt Gingrich, but we're Paul-friendly, and we had a lot of Paul people get interested in our show. Well, guess what? We are conservative-friendly. We're libertarian-friendly. We're constitution-friendly. Bring me your Palins. Bring me your Pauls. Bring me your Santorums. Okay, bring anybody who's not a statist, anybody who believes in America, bring them here, and let's have a conversation and build a battle plan, and let's make something happen. Now, just to be clear, you're going to fight this like you're going to win it. Okay, just like we fought this last battle. You always fight like you're going to win. And if you don't win, you still come out a victor because you learn something, you pick up new skills. But most importantly, even if you fight and you lose this in November, which is, hey, I got someone stirring something. Could you watch it? So if you fight, if you know, and you don't win, but you send a big message. Ross Perot sent a message. 19% was a message, okay? And don't think for a second that wasn't an assist to Speaker Gingrich. Because had Bill Clinton won with a bigger percentage and Ross Perot not got that 19%, Bill Clinton might not have moved towards Newt Gingrich as easily as he did. These things all work together. You send a big message. You say, guess what, Barack Obama? Maybe you win. Maybe you win with 20 or 30% less than voted for you last time. What does that tell you, loser? Hey, we're Mitt Romney. Guess what? You lost just like we told you you would. This is how you do things. It's a
I
long,
sent a
hard
message
battle.
In 92. This in 92, I think you sent it with me. And that message was, George Bush, you lied to me. You said no new taxes, but yet you raised taxes. I sent a message to John Sununu. I voted Pat Buchanan in that primary. We got to send another message because John Sununu, he forgot the message. He's got to relearn it.
Absolutely.
Anybody
want to?
You can't
teach an old dog new tricks. I'm sorry. You can't teach Sununu that. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, they are who they are. You know, they showed who the real, you know, GOP is today. I mean, that's just the basic fact.
He's unrecoverable.
I mean, most of us were three or four years ago, we didn't learn the method. But look, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years. I mean, this goes back years. I mean, it's not just, you know, this year that it happened. It's just we finally realized it this year that, you know, they're the most corrupt party in, you know, this nation's history, even more so than the Democrats, because at least we knew the Democrats are corrupt. At least the Democrats are honest, right? Exactly.
At least they
say we're
a bunch of statist douchebag jackasses. These guys pretend to be us and then betray us.
Exactly, you know, so, I mean, it's not just this year, like I said, you know, I mean, it's just been going on for years and years and years. I think it was Newt that said, like, 3 years ago in one of his speeches, you know, back in 2004, there was an issue where Bush was up by, like, 77% to 17%, you know, against John Kerry, but yet he barely beats Kerry. I mean, you know, this should have been a blowout, but obviously he was going away from his conservative principles that, you know, I mean, it became closer than it really should have. Because look at Reagan in 84. You know, Reagan blew Mondale out. Why? Because he was a true blue conservative. Because he implemented conservative policies, because he had supply-side economics, because he was doing the business right there. Everybody was prospering. That's why he won 49 states to one. You know, quit trying to be like the left, because when you be like the left, you're going to lose. I mean, does history not, you know, show?
No, I just want to read this. Ken mentioned something that I found interesting in the chat. He says, I'm questioning if he will endorse, I'm guessing he meant Ron Paul, if he will endorse Gary Johnson as Johnson did for Paul in 2008. Folks thoughts on that. And also, they're talking about Palin. What about a Johnson-Palin ticket? Maybe them getting the forces together of conservatives and libertarians and have a conservative libertarian ticket.
I don't know. You know, the guy's asking the question. He's potentially, I don't know if he's a Gary Johnson guy, but really that's a Ron Paul group question. I don't know what Paul and Johnson will, you know, us as new people don't know that. But I know that the conversation is flying on the Ron Paul on the Paul sites I'm on, and that the Johnson conversations come up many, many, many times, and most of them have said Ron Paul all the way and quit posting Johnson crap on here until the convention's over. I mean, they've been pretty adamant about leave us the hell alone until the convention's over. So now the convention's over, we'll see what they say.
There needs to be a meeting There needs to be a meeting between all of these third parties where they figure out what they're going to do. If they're going to be a bunch of jokers, Gary Johnson's going to get 2% of the vote. The Constitutional Party is going to get 0.5% of the vote, you know, all that kind of stuff. Is that what they want, or are they going to sit down, have a meeting, you know, and say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do something real this year because this time, most times it's a fire drill. This time it's a fire, okay? So now we got to figure something out. You could probably ally with Sarah Palin. Maybe you can pull Ron Paul off somehow. You know, you could do something else over there, right? But we got to sit down and figure it out because if Gary Johnson thinks that he's going to be the guy, right? Look, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. I haven't done any research or anything, right? But the fact of the matter is there are people willing to go have conversation and not attend another freaking coronation. But if we want to pick our nation, we're all going to have to talk.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
I feel so bad for Newt Gingrich right now because you know he's just biting his tongue right now. I mean you've got a feel for that guy.
If we build it, they will come. We've got to build it first, though, and that's our job.
Newt Gingrich is the one who built the Republican Party, and to see most of his people, like ourselves, talking about this, you know it's going to be so hard for him to just, you know, hold on to the Republican Party because, like, you know, he's the one who created the first majority in 40 years, you know, back in 94. So it's so tough for him, and I feel bad for him, you know, because he's such in an awkward predicament. Like, he has to support Romney, but he probably understands why we're so pissed off right now and what we're doing, you know. So, I mean, that's what I feel the worst for.
here's the challenge. No, you can't feel bad for Newt. Newt has lived a full life. You know what I mean? Newt will go down in history books. He's had a full career. He's done great things. The only challenge, but let me add this to you, and you've seen my posts on this before. The only weakness Newt has is his loyalty to the Republican Party. That's
he will never leave the Republican Party.
And he's 68 years old, and it's going to have to pass to some young, crazy, psycho, rebel, mama bear, you know what I mean? I mean, Ron Paul is 77. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ron Paul is 77. It's got to be the next generation because this fight ain't going to change tomorrow. We ain't going to win this tomorrow.
Nope.
You know? It ain't going to happen tomorrow. It may not happen in November. You know, it may these bastards may have to sell our country to China before these stupid voters get their heads out of their butts and start recognizing that you have to educate yourself on the candidate before you cast a vote for him. It doesn't seem difficult to me, but it sure seems difficult in this generation. Sorry.
There's nothing to apologize for. Look, the fact is that we've all got emotions are running high. We've invested a lot here, okay? I mean, we've invested time, money, blood, treasure. I mean, it's we're invested. And Newt Gingrich didn't let us down, you know? I mean, Newt Gingrich has already delivered for us, okay? So that's why we like the guy. That's why we supported him. This man has delivered.
Okay? That's why I donated $1,300 of my money to him during the primary season. $25 every week. 2011, you know, I mean, I threw down money for that man. I couldn't afford to do it, but I did it because I felt he was the right man for the job.
Absolutely. I did it too. And you know what? I'm way more in than I ever donated to Newt at this point. I mean, I'm all in. Actually, my login over there at Ron Paul is all in. All right? So I'm all in, man. So what do we do now?
Yeah. You know, this is not the time to weep as over a loss.
Amen. Fight.
It's not a loss. It's not a loss. This is time to pick up and fight on because the fact is that if you believe in America, all right, you believe, look, this is a great republic that has never lived up to its potential. Just like all of us, we were made good and we're defective and we've never lived up to our potential. But that doesn't mean you give up because that's the whole point, to fight for what's right and what's real. And what they showed us today is that what used to be the Republican Party, what used to be the voice of conservatism and libertarianism, is a hollow shell for corporatist statists. And you want to know something? If we screwed up and allowed them in the doors and those barbarians took over the party that used to represent us, hell with that party. I don't need to be a Republican. I'm still a conservative. I'm still with America.
Ken's on the line.
We all prayed and we all said we wanted this to happen. We begged and we pleaded, please give us this victory. You know what God just said? The GOP is not salvageable. You can't save it. You have to build something else. That's
well,
what
also going on that, God gives us exactly what we ask for sometimes in order for him to show us our true colors.
Yeah. You know what, guys? Let me tell you something. This is a food for thought. I'm past the half century mark. Okay, I've seen a lot of things in my life, you know, and my son joined the army when the war was on, and I remember the look, and we had a handicapped son that we had just brought home from a hospital like less than a year, you know, so our life was kind of torn up, and my oldest son leaves high school, joins the damn army. You know, in the middle of a war, I knew he was going to war. I looked at him. I looked at my wife because that's what I worried about the most. Because I had we had just brought a handicapped child home from a hospital. My oldest son decided to stand up and be a patriot. You know, and we were still fighting the cause and going to go get our enemies, and we were still red blooded Americans. And I remember looking at that, and I was proud. You know, I also knew that I might lose my son. Well, I didn't. You know, 8 years later, he comes home. He's in college now. But I have told my son his whole life, I said, you are the next leader of this country. Your generation is going to have to clean up the mess that we have left you. And I've put that into my children. You know, he's now 27 years old, and I'd go through, you guys have to understand combat, but I'd go through a door with my oldest son in a second. And I look at him, and this battle may not, we may not see fruition of what we're doing today until my son's my well, I don't know if I'll be alive then, but you know what I'm saying? But we may not see that. This battle has been going on since the beginning of mankind. You know, the war against good and evil. My post on my page, you guys, you know, who have been on my group at the top, Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. We are in a war, and wars don't get over because we got beat on in this battlefield. This battlefield, we all knew in the back of our mind, no matter how much positive mental attitude books we've read in our lives, that there was a good chance Romney was going to steal this freaking thing. I did, but I wasn't going to voice it. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to give it power. So that battle, lost. There's a lot of patriots out there besides us. We just got to pull them all together and make a rumble. You know they're nervous because they know they stole this from us. You know what I mean? They know they're criminals. And so they're nervous. And all we got to do is just keep unifying, unifying, unifying. That's what I'm doing on my group right now. People are everybody's kind of going off this, that, and the other. But I just posted. I said, I ain't done. I'm not stopping. I am not afraid. You know, I mean, whatever. I mean, who hasn't faced death before in their life?
Ken,
you know?
Ken, and the thing is that this, quote, loss, okay, has brought us together.
You bet. Obama gave us a Tea Party.
You know about
Can I interject?
Please, is that Ken?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, Ken. Welcome.
This has been I only talked maybe 20 minutes of your show today, but it's been great listening. And I just want to point out that the GOP is waning. They are losing support, just like the DNC is. But there is a party out there that shares the idea of small constitutional government that represents every American by respecting each American. Okay? Come join me in the Libertarian Party. That is the future. That is what we're going to. These GOP rhinos can have their party. They can sink it. We can't stop them at this point. We have to let them do what they're going to do. Because if we don't, then we're failing on our own values of allowing people to do by their own conscience. What I got for y'all is just to say that this is not the end of the war. This is just one battle.
You bet.
It's just begun.
Yep. Yep.
Let me tell you, Libertarian Party.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Please finish. Go ahead.
You know, I just want to say, join me in the Libertarian Party. Whether you want to vote for Gary Johnson or not, what I got is the idea that that should be our place for this forum. Because
let me ask you a question,
Ken. Let you speak.
Ken, let me ask you a key question. What is the concept or the discussion or the truth behind the because I'm on Paul's site also. About what Paul is going to do or his people are going to do in terms of the Libertarian Party?
Well, a lot of us are torn right now because a lot of them are diehard. I'm going to write in Ron Paul. And some of the rest of us, I'd say it's probably 50-50, to be honest, have decided that we can make a bigger impact by voting for someone like Gary Johnson, because when you write in a name, what typically happens is they just automatically give it to the incumbent.
Yeah, it depends on the state.
Exactly.
Think
of a splash nationwide. So.
Right.
Nine minutes left.
Let me ask you this key question. How many Ron Paul supporters are there, and how many libertarians are there? That's key stuff. Numbers are important.
There are probably more Ron Paul supporters than overall official registered libertarians. You're going to see this year's libertarian vote is going to be millions of votes beyond what 2008 was. And I say that because Gary Johnson gave Ron Paul an endorsement in 2008. So whether or not Ron Paul endorses, that is going to play a big role. But
right,
just that simple fact, the diehard Ron Paul people remember that. And a very large amount of millions of Ron Paul supporters are going to vote for Gary Johnson.
Sure,
and
I'm
going
sure.
to register with the Libertarian Party.
Well, look, guys, this is a great discussion. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I've got less than 5 minutes of show left. But what I want to say is, look, I'm not a huge Gary Johnson fan. I've got some issues with him, but I will tell you this. He's far more preferable to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. But
yep.
I think that this is an important conversation. You know, I don't know that it is Gary Johnson. I don't know that it is the Libertarian Party. But I do know that's a conversation that has to be had and had very soon, because we've got to figure things out and we've got to learn how to build bridges and coalitions. So I'm not ruling anything out. And I'm certainly not ruling out a candidate who has been a governor of a state and has done some very good things, even though I might disagree on a few key points. And I think that's a conversation that needs to be had so that we can figure out where there's common ground. So, Ken, as always, we love having you here, and we want you to come back because this is what we're talking about, building bridges. And the thing that we all want to avoid, and I'm speaking to everybody here, no one specific, but everybody, we want to avoid trying to inflict our identity on somebody else. Okay,
right.
This is not about I'm right, do this my way, come over here and do what I say, because then we're going to be just like the other guys. What this is about is I'd like to hear what you have to say. I'd like to hear you make your case. I'd like to point out my objections. I'd like to see where we have common ground. This is what needs to be done because this is how we win, okay? And I know that you expect irreverence and chaos and even some humor from Texan Rex, but this is deadly serious. And we're going to build this thing together. So please, everybody, I want you to invite your friends, invite Kalen people, libertarians, Ron Paul people, Gingrich, whomever. Bring them in. You might even have some luck with some Occupy Wall Streeters who are pissed off with Barack Obama. It doesn't matter. I will take anybody who lives in this country who is a legal citizen who can vote so that we can build these bridges and form something that can actually end this one-party rule with two wings that's destroying this country. We've only got 3 minutes.
When's the next meeting? Go ahead.
I haven't figured that out yet. The next show is at 10 o'clock tonight. Okay, 10 o'clock tonight. Bard's Logic Political Talk.
Sorry, it's a little long, guys.
Okay, with Robert Jetter. That's 10 o'clock tonight on Blog Talk Radio. That's where we convene. So I'm going to turn it over to Robert, if you could take about 30 seconds, and then whoever else wants to chime in, if you could go one at a time, you've got about 10 seconds, and then I've got to close out. So go, Robert.
Rex, mention that after Robert, another show. Anyway, go, Robert.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I just posted in the link. There's two. There's a show at 8 o'clock. It's an application, Facebook application. That's what now, and then yes, indeed, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I also have a link in there for Bard's Logic Political Talk. And I can say that the exact conversation that we're having here when talking about the possibility of third parties and getting all these other groups together to work in concert to get some solutions to what we're facing, definitely that conversation will be continued tonight at that show, at Bard's Logic Political Talk. And thank
all right,
you, Rick.
Thank you, Robert. We'll see you there. Thanks, Robert. Okay, before Texan and I close out, anybody else got something that they would like to close? You got like 10, 15 seconds.
Just so everybody knows, my group sites are safe zones. I just told everybody, if you're going to start supporting Mitt now, you can leave and still be friends. You start messing around with me, and we will not be friends anymore. So, you know that my group sites are going to be safe zones. I will not support Mitt Romney and that
great.
Kind of crap. So, anyway.
All right, Chris, thanks. If you could put those in chat for people, that would be great.
Okay,
folks, so who else wants to chime in? Anybody?
I would just
correct
the debtors. Texan Rex is broadcasting again midnight to 2 a.m. East Coast. And we'll talk to you guys tonight, and maybe we'll have some new data and some new information to bring to the table.
Yeah, tonight after Robert Jetter, it'll be the Texan Rex show. That's our regular Texan Rex show, not this special show. I'm not sure this special show will survive beyond today, but we'll see. But in any event, 2 hours from midnight to 2 a.m., it's going to be new coalitions after dark, and it'll be Texan Rex's last adventure in Rince Pubis's penthouse because we're going to cause some damage and we're going to blow the joint, okay? So I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank all the listeners. I want to encourage everybody don't grow, you know, don't despair, don't grow despondent. All right, join us at 10 o'clock on Bart's Logic Political Talk, and then again, Tex and Rex at midnight, and let's have meaningful conversations. Let's bring friends, even friends who might not have been Newt people, because I'm not saying Newt Gingrich is out of the picture, but we're no longer trying to get to the election, so we've got a broader conversation to have. Let's get a broader audience, and let's build something that can really be meaningful and put an end to this reign. And, you know, Tex and Rex have been resolute to Tampa. Tex and Rex have been resolute in Tampa. Tex and Rex are never going to give up fighting. So we're looking towards new frontiers. This is Tex and Rex signing off.
Oh, ye of little faith,
thank
be
God.
Ye not afraid, for dawn awaketh in the morning.
There's Priebus trying to get excited at the convention.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you.
We will
talk to you all. Talk to y'all later this evening. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'll see you later. Not good night, but...
Now we can go eat some chow.
I'm going to watch Palin.
All right.
Okay, on TV.
Bye, Harriet.
Bye,
guys. Bye, guys. Wow, you know...